This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Gentlemen, Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. That was, of course, Beyonce with Sorry, but she's not sorry. So don't ask her if she's sorry, because she's not sorry.
Mm. Good job, B.
Good job, B. So Becky, with the good hair, right, who is that? Is it me, do you think?
You have got good hair.
Well, I'm just assuming if it's about good hair, it could be me.
Do people call you Becky?
Sometimes.
It's
I did recently. I was like, why do people keep calling me Becky?
That's what it is, then. Mm.
And I have also cheated with Jay-Z, which
is
odd. Yeah. That's why I kind of got the vibe.
Yeah, otherwise it would have been weird, wouldn't it?
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Yeah, in my dreams. No, I'd rather have sex with Beyonce, if I'm honest. or both, actually.
What, at the
same
time?
don't know. I'll have to have a think about that. Okay, I'll get back to you at the end of the show. Welcome back. Hope you're all well. We're back for another episode. We've got a really, really fun show today. We've got Jake Isaac coming in a little bit later. He's going to be performing live as well, doing some singing into microphones, which I'm really excited about. And we've got Aaron from Club Drive coming in a little while as well. He's going to be chatting to us about all things Club Drive.
Very good live.
Yeah, you went to see them live, didn't you, on Bank Holiday Sunday.
I took Will out, assistant producer Will, on a little date to the O2 in Islington to see Club Drive. We have to mention... lot of screaming girls there. Loving
Don't
Club
talk about
Drive.
It yet. I'm going to talk about that in the interview.
I'll tell that when he comes in.
Don't tell anyone.
Warning, he's a bit of a dish.
And we've got some fun songs. We've got some news about Drake. We've got some news about Skepta. We've got some news about SoundCloud. We've got some news about Jay-Z. And we've got some news about David Bowie. And more coming up later on the show. Plus, don't forget to send in your Desert Island Dicks, which will be on the later in the show.
Desert Island Dicks.
Which is where you send us your most hated song on earth that you would hate to be stuck with on a desert island. Plus, we need your last request, which needs to be Nat what?
An absolute banger.
Thank you. So any song that you feel will give you a good vibe on a Friday to finish off the show, tweet us in at FUBAR Radio or send them to me at rose@fubarradio.com on email. And if you don't have email or Twitter, then we really can't help you.
Carrier pigeon it if you want to.
Yes, actually, we have the carrier pigeon station outside. We do get quite a few in on that, actually.
Yeah, we do. We receive smoke signals. That's absolutely fine as well.
It's tough, though, because we have got the windows. They're quite small and they're also covered in pieces of paper.
Yeah, but somehow we can send someone out to the street and just kind of decipher your smoke signals, maybe.
That would be great.
Yeah, great.
We're going to kick off, well, not kick off because we've already kicked off, so don't try and tell me that I've already kicked off because I have. Kalani, recently it was in the press that she had tried to commit suicide. It was a really horrible situation. Nothing was really ever confirmed, but she kind of has come back with this new song, 24/7, as in 24/7.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to play it today on the show because it's really boldly addressing mental health issues and obviously, you know, reflecting her own issues. And I think it's really important that we share this kind of stuff. Plus, she's a really good artist. I love her. And I wanted to play it. So let's take a listen. This is 24/7, the brand new one from Kalani. It's okay to not be okay, to dive in your pain. And it's all right to not be all right, to search for your light. And it's all good to not be all good, to feel like you shouldn't feel any better. You gotta lose you just a little, lose your cool just a little. I won't judge you a little, not even a little bit. I know you're fucking sick of it. I don't know nobody who thinks that there's somebody. 24/7, 24/7. And it's the play to not know the play, to go where the wind takes ya. It's all fine to not think you're fine, or have the wish to feel any better. You gotta lose you just a little, lose your cool just a little. I won't judge you a little, not even a little bit. I know you're fucking sick of it.
24/7.
FUBAR Radio presents
The Jackmate Show.
You've got to tell me what sport they play.
I'm ready.
The first one is Yoshi Takeshita.
It's the guy from Nintendo. Oi, Mario Kart's a fucking sport, mate. Right.
Number two is Argyle Fox. Number three, and I'm not making these up, Gaylord Silly. Number four, Stefan Kuntz. Number five, Andreas Wank. That's Andreas Wank. For the listeners at home that didn't hear me the first two times, that's Andreas Wank.
Every Friday,
The Jackmate Show.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Song from Busted there, ladies and gentlemen. That is Coming Home, and it ties in with their brand new tour that they're doing, Pigs Can Fly, which is they're literally playing every headline venue in the whole of the UK. And I think, as far as I'm aware, they're doing like different albums at different venues.
Oh, really?
So they're reliving different eras of their career.
Do they pre-announce it so you can go, I really like that one, I'm going to go to that venue?
I think so. And before that, Kalani 24/7, which I really like, brand new there. So it's a bit time for a bit of music news and reviews on the show, ladies and gentlemen. And have we got a few reviews and music and news for you?
I'm guessing yes.
Kicking off, obviously, with the news that Busted is doing a Pigs Can Fly tour, which is just the best thing ever. And we have actually mentioned this on the show before, but Wheatus are supporting them, which seems so strange. Because I feel like... I don't know. I felt like Wheatus were amazing. Like, I don't know. I just didn't think they'd be supporting.
They had the two big songs. I can't name a third.
No, I can only name one.
A Little Respect did a cover of that, didn't
they? Yeah, that's not their song. That's a cover
it was
of...
It was a good cover there.
It was good, but...
Okay, Teenage Dirtbag.
Teenage Dirtbag, which was honestly enough of a banger to keep them going for the rest of their lives.
They could just come out and just do that one song
I think that
leave.
Is probably what they
That's
are.
All they need
that
to
is
do,
probably
really,
what they will
it?
Be doing.
So,
And Drake's Views is finally out after 2 years. He announced it 2 years ago, and finally we have it, thank God. We'll have a good job, B, for that.
Okay.
Good job, B.
Thank you, Drake, for releasing Views. Thank a lot you. Of people very excited about it. He's done a feature-length interview with... why has his name gone out of my head? Beats One.
Oh, yeah. Zane Lowe. Yes, yes.
Which is really interesting, so go and check it out, because it's... I don't know, I just really want to... get involved with Drake after watching it. And on that note, later on in the show, we're going to be playing a very exciting game where I'm actually going to be texting Drake.
What? Have you got
I can't tell you any more than that, other than keep listening, because at the end of the show, just before the end of the show, I'm going to be tweeting and talking to Drake live
Champagne
on the show.
Pappy
is going to be chatting
oh
to
my
us
God,
on the show.
It's amazing. I love him. I think it's good. The album is doing well, so well, that when I was going at Waterloo Station the other night, it was quite late, a drunk man came up to me. I was like, oh, okay, seemed funny enough. But what did he want to talk to me about? Have you heard Drake's new album? That was the question on his mind.
That's a good...
Well, it's going well. It's going well for Drake, isn't it?
That's a good vibe, Natalie.
Very
that's
good.
Very
I
hadn't
at the time, so I said, I'm really sorry, and then he got annoyed with me. Which was fair enough, actually, because I should have heard it.
There you go. It is a good album, though. Yeah. It's 20 songs long.
Exactly. I know, it's long. That is normally too long.
No, I like that. I like that. You're getting your money's worth.
Yeah, it's true.
We've also got only 2 days left till Konnichiwa, Skepta's brand new album, which we're all really excited about. But he's actually said that he's very nervous because he's announced the name of it. It made it a lot harder for him to actually go through with it because it's the pressure is mounted because everyone knows the name, so they're all making their own assumptions before he's even released it. So he's quite nervous, I've heard.
I think it's going to go to number one.
I think so too.
I think so, yeah.
Next up, SoundCloud has now officially gone advert crazy, and it's now a subscription service like Spotify. And a lot of artists' careers are being ruined because there's a lot of artists in the world who aren't signed to major labels, and they've put a lot of their music online, which is remixes of other tracks or long mixes of different tracks and revisits of songs that have been made by other people, which, you know, have mounted up millions of listens and got them lots of subscribers. And SoundCloud now has a new rule: 3 strikes and you're out. If you feature someone else's music on your page 3 times, then you are banned from SoundCloud for life.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So artists that are famous through SoundCloud are being banned from SoundCloud because their music is remixes, which is why this new change kind of makes no sense, because there's no way of people... getting the fame, because a lot of artists you hear now, like Hoochie, producers that are getting really big working on Kanye West's album and stuff like that, are getting there because they're remixing other people's songs, and those artists are then hearing those remixes and then taking them on as official remixes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of ending the the vibe of musicians being able to put out music naturally and not having to worry about, you know, SoundCloud ripping it down.
Will that be the case then if an artist makes a song but samples another artist and then sticks it on SoundCloud?
Well,
that's
no,
okay, is
well,
it?
Well, no, it's different because it's all about if you get the right to do that. So if you did
but
that...
But if you didn't, if I just made a song and sampled Beyonce, I'm going to be banned from SoundCloud.
Well, no, if you do it 3 times, you're going to be banned from SoundCloud, which is very easy to do.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get banned from SoundCloud because I've got all my DJ mixes on there, that none of which involve songs that I have written or produced. But I haven't been banned yet, so I'll keep you updated on that, everybody. Jay-Z is reportedly going to be responding to Lemonade with his own album, which I'm assuming is going to be called Diet Coke.
Of course it will be, he's
or maybe Root Beer. That's more American, isn't it? Root Beer.
Have you tried that?
No.
Horrible.
I've heard about it, but
I don't like it.
So I very much can't wait for that, because I'm a big fan of Jay-Z, big fan of Beyonce, as we already know. So looking forward to finding out what happens there. And this is lovely. So David Bowie, before he sadly passed away, released Black Star, his final album, which we all know. But if a random man, like this wasn't even the press or anything, a guy just in America found out after leaving his vinyl in the direct sunlight that the black background turns into stars in the sunshine.
So he kind of did that as a final...
Yep. So, but it only stays for a few hours and then disappears again. So it's like it's blink and you miss it kind of stuff. So it's really nice. It's just like a random fan of his found it, which I really like. So if you want to go and buy the vinyl and experience this joy, put it in the sun. Don't put it in the sun for too long, because you'll melt it. Also, really sad. Tupac's mum passed away very recently. She was only 69, and she did a lot of stuff. If you don't know already, she set up the Tupac Shakur Foundation, which is providing arts programs for young people, and she was a big political activist, so I thought we should mention it on the show.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of Tupac. So it's very, very sad that his mum's passed away, but you know, they can be together now wherever it is that you go after we go.
Where everyone's going this year, so
I know, horrible year, horrible year. On a lighter note, James Blake has announced his the name of his new album very, very kind of unspecifically, because he basically, a Quentin Blake illustration went up, a big poster in the middle of I think it was near King's Cross or somewhere, somewhere in London, and he posted a photo of it, and it had written on it "The Colour in Anything," which we all believe to be the title of his new album, which has been very shaded, like we don't know anything about it other than the fact that Kanye West is featuring on it.
Good.
He seems to be making some very big friends, because he features on one of the most impactful songs on Beyonce's album, Lemonade, and it's like the culminating song of the whole album. It's very haunting.
He's always been kind of popular, I think, within many the indie, the dance people have embraced him. He remixed a Drake song that was really good a while ago. I really like that, and it come through. And also the hip-hop people really love him as well. He's just done incredibly well, James Blake.
Yeah, he's wicked and we love him, so we can't wait to hear The Colour in Anything, which is coming out later this year, I believe. Now, that is the end of what we've got for our music news and reviews for today, but we are going to celebrate Drake's views by playing the incredible pop star. Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. Dropped out of school, now we done rich. This sound like some 4301 shit. All my niggas wanna do is pop style. Turn my birthday into a lifestyle. Tell my mom I love her if I do not make it. Got so many chain, they call me Chain and Tater. And I like to finish what you think you started. Man, you boy just got to Hollywood, you boy just started. You don't know what you just started. All I do is hang with the young and heartless. All this for my family, man, I try my hardest. It's all I ever did, and look where it got him. Yeah, you been on my mind lately. You still got my number, girl, you need to call me. I feel like they wanna see me learn the hard. Trying to slide on me, they been out here telling lies on me. Everybody looking out for themselves, but they still got their eyes on me. See me putting in the hard work now. Mama doesn't have to call work now. I decide when I start work now. Problems hit the gym, they all work out. MVP, MVP, 09 all the way to 16. Even next season looking like a breeze. A lot of y'all ain't built for the league. Yeah. Trade you off the team while you in your sleep. Yeah. Y'all show me that nothing's guaranteed. And you don't know what you started. My friend Chase so big that he look like the artist. I can't trust no fucking body. They still out to get me, cause they never got me.
They still out to get me, they don't get it. I cannot be gotten, that's a given.
They like Pablo. Why are all the windows tinted on your Tahoe? Why do you know every single bitch that I know? Why can't you just shut your mouth and take the high road? Fuck if I know, that's that Chicago. South, south, side, that's the motto. Cop a crib and spend $10 million on
scrimmage, ayy. Throwing his back up in it, ayy. In the field like MMA. Y'all get so offended, ayy. I be blacking out. I ain't backing out. Jay about his business, and I'ma let you finish. But I just wanna rock your body. Take you to the garage and do some karate. Chop it, chop it, chop it, chop it, sipping sake. Throw a thick bitch on a Kawasaki.
Perfect.
Dropped out of school, now we done rich. This sound like some 4301 shit. All my niggas wanna do is pop style.
Pop style.
Turn my birthday into a lifestyle.
A lifestyle.
It's so sweet how you let your friends encourage you to try and talk to me. But let me stop you there, oh, before you speak.
Is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go. You need to let it go. Need to let it go. My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go. You need to let it go. Need to let it go. First you gonna say you ain't running game, thinking I believe in every word. Call me beautiful, so original, telling me I'm not. No, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
Down to the I, to the no, no, no.
My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go,
down to the I, to the no, no, no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
Down to the I, to the no, no, no. Thank you in advance, I don't wanna dance.
Nope.
I don't need your hands all over me.
No, no.
If I want a man, then I'ma get a man. But it's never my pride. No, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
Trainer there. Aaron is here from Club Drive, and we've decided that Meghan Trainor is channeling Christina Milian in that.
Absolute tune. Mm. Oh, yeah. It's got 90s written all over it.
I love it. It's a banger.
Big one. Big, big song.
Maybe you guys should cover that.
I'm so up for that. I feel like that would be a very good...
No, you would. I feel like I'm feeling it
Big shoes to fill. Mm. Big shoes. But it's great. Yeah, great tune.
Very not like Meghan Trainor, I feel.
Not at all.
Oh, I nearly knocked over my cup of tea there. Aaron, how are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Welcome to the FUBAR Radio Studio. Thank you so much for coming. We're very excited. So, Nat and Will actually came down to see you guys.
We did.
So I understand. Thank you very much.
Bank Holiday Sunday. I couldn't come because I was told it was Monday.
Absolutely disappointed, to be honest.
But... Well, I'm livid. Because I've heard that shit went down, basically.
Oh, and it was big.
Yeah, it was actually your first ever headline show, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It was absolutely nuts.
And it was Islington Carling Academy, right?
Yeah.
So tell us everything about it. We want to hear all about it.
It was insane. So the whole build up to the week, to be honest, was absolute chaos. Everything that you could imagine that was going to go wrong went wrong, and we were all panicking, obviously. We got there, we kind of, doors open, obviously people start to fill in, and we're busy doing our own thing backstage, and we came out on stage expecting kind of, you know, maybe like 200-300 people. And we come out on stage, and apparently it was like 10 tickets from sellout, and it was unbelievable. There was literally like 640 people in there, and we just honestly still can't believe it. Like, first headline show, absolutely incredible response. So,
but not only that, I've heard that the fans were pretty leery.
A lot of
screaming girls in the audience.
A lot went down. Do you know what? It's really weird. So, historically, we've always had like... quite a young fan base, and probably primarily female, whatever. Yeah. But we turned up, and it was a massive mix. Like all down the front, I'd say like the first like 4 or 5 rows were probably that.
Yeah.
And then it kind of like it was almost like everyone had got themselves an age order, and it was like older to the back, and it was just.
But
like,
that is actually just how gigs work. It does go in age order.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to sit the other way around, just get like concessions and OAPs at the front, just like
that would
proper
be,
moshing out.
Well, just holding on to the front bar, like they
know all the words to your songs as well.
That was weird as well because we've only released like a couple of tracks, and to be honest, it must only be from watching live videos of other gigs we've done that they've picked it up, because we even said that when we got off stage we were like, people were singing back, and we were like, we haven't even released this yet. So yeah, I don't know, or someone's hacked it, I don't know. It's been leaked.
In comparison to, because you've obviously been touring already as well, in comparison to that, like your tour with other bands and stuff, was it just a completely different world headlining your own?
Just overwhelming, like absolutely. Like I said, obviously pre-gig it was a lot of stress because there's a lot more that we have to do if it's our show.
Yeah.
But just going out there and seeing everyone and knowing that people are there, like, it's so humbling, honestly, to see so many people and just be like, you know, people care. And it kind of was really, really, really surprising for us.
How would you describe yourself? Because for people who haven't heard your music before, for me, it's kind of like a merging of pop, rock, and kind of like, I don't know, like, you are a boy band, but you're a rocky boy band who's kind of a bit edgy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's like boy band with instruments, obviously. But yeah. It's just like... I don't know, yeah. It's the ultimate question. I mean, you know, we get it all the time. Who do you sound like? What's it like?
I don't think you should ask who you sound like, because I don't think you sound like anyone.
That's good. That's good, because we get a lot. We get like a lot of random. We get like Maroon 5 a lot, but then we get Fall Out Boy. So like you said, the rockier side. Then we get Panic at the Disco. So we just get a lot of stuff. But yeah, it's kind of its own thing. But yeah, poppy, rocky, family friendly.
And how did it start? How did Club Drive like get together?
So... We used to be another band, the four of us, but pre that we kind of were brought together. So we were all in separate bands when we were younger, like teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And like a national promoter that we know kind of brought us together and was like, look, you guys are both.
Was it Simon Cowell?
It wasn't, no. Big Cowell was busy, but
he was busy,
otherwise
but he sent his PA down.
Oh yeah. It was mini Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
He was just like, look, Simon said you guys should hook up. And then they kind of put us together and just said, look, you know, just you're both in bands, you're both local, see what you do. And we started songwriting together and we just clicked, and it was like, yeah, look, this is working. And then obviously more people, sort of industry people, got involved and were like, there's something there, you know, we like what you're doing. We kind of give it the green light. So we were like, okay, let's maybe see if we can take it further.
And you've got your new album coming, obviously, but
we
haven't heard what the title is yet. Are you allowed to tell us?
I can tell you the title, and
yes!
I can tell you bits and bobs. It's really so basically the title is going to be Everything Is Not Okay.
Sounds a bit morbid. I like that. Good.
So it's Everything Is Not Okay. I think the album's going to be released next spring. Now, I know that's a long way away, but obviously we'll have singles, videos, and we've got festivals.
Oh, you're
going
to keep our appetites whetted.
Oh, it's going to be fully whetted.
Lovely. Why are we talking about getting fully wetted already?
You've been here for like three minutes. This has all gone horribly wrong.
So Dangerous, on that note, is the first single coming out of the album. Tell us a bit about the track.
So the track is kind of like a don't take anything at face value. I mean, it sounds a bit of a cliche, but we've met a lot of people that, you know, they'll tell you they can do one thing and they can't. And we meet a lot of people that really want to force their opinion on you, you know, oh, you should be the next this, you should do the next this. And it's kind of a middle finger to everyone, just being like, do you know what we're doing, what we're doing. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, we're enjoying it anyway. So
yeah,
that's kind of what the song's about.
I like that.
Thanks.
It's got quite a cool little video as well. You just it's kind of a lyric video, right?
It was meant to be a lyric video. We are there. It is us. But yeah, it was supposed to be a lyric video. At the very last minute, the guy that was shooting it, the director, was like,
get in there.
Yeah, he was just like, Joe, what, you're here anyway, pop in. So we were like, all right, fair enough. So we got in, and then YouTube picked it up. The only thing is, so Vivo wanted to get involved with it, but they can't because they won't do lyric video. So I think we're going to be shooting another video for that at some point anyway. So
do you enjoy shooting videos?
Yeah, it's right. They're usually long days. It's usually like up at 3 a.m, home at 3 a.m. sort of job. But yeah, it's good fun.
It's a lot of artists say it's more fun than actually anything else, being an artist. Like, the best thing you can do is
make
videos.
Well, there's no pressure. Like,
and you get a free lunch.
Absolutely. Gotta love free lunch.
Or and dinner if you're there that long.
Exactly. And breakfast. Do you know what I mean? Three meals a day. Love it.
So your fans are obviously, as you say, diverse, but you know, there is a big percentage of screaming girls. So what is the, and I don't like saying weirdest because I don't think it's fair. What is the strangest or best thing a fan has ever done to you guys, for you guys, with you guys?
It's a tough one. I think it's not strange because we do appreciate it.
But you can say it's the best. I said best or strange.
Okay, like what you've done there. It is the best thing that's happened.
Yeah.
We weren't expecting it, which was strange.
Yes.
But it was all right. So someone made it. We played at the Forum in Kentish Town.
Yeah.
And someone turned up with bags, literally bags full of presents for us. And we were like, okay. Like, you feel awful because you're like, well, we've got nothing to give back other than music. Sorry. Bit rubbish.
I think that's all they want, babe.
Well, do you know what? I hope it was
enough. A hug and maybe a selfie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can supply selfies on demand. No problem. But yeah, so it was like presents. And then a cake. The cake had our faces on it.
Ooh. Oh, my God. That is incredible.
So, yeah.
Maybe it's the same girl. Because we had another band come in here who said the same thing, so maybe it's the same girl.
Cereal cake maker.
I hope it's not, though, babe. I hope you've got your very own cake making fan.
Maybe.
Was it a good picture of you?
To be fair, they did pick a good picture, and there's not many of them floating around, so they've done really well.
Well, thank you. Do you remember their name?
Yeah, I think it was Lauren and Louise.
Thanks, Lauren and Louise, for the cake. If you wanted to send a cake in to me at Fubar Radio, I can send you some pictures, no problem.
Absolutely, do it.
Maybe
do
I'll it. Send the picture of me and Aaron from Club Drive and you can make a cake.
Turn that into a cake immediately and we'll come back and cut that.
That would be ideal for me because I really like cake.
I'm keen on
and
that.
And pictures of myself, so.
And eating your own face, that would be a bit. That could work.
True. Could do.
So, we've learnt the name. I feel like we've got an exclusive learning the name of your new album. Does anyone else
actually
know about it? Oh, my God!
Well, we haven't announced it anywhere publicly. So the first time we announced it was on stage amidst other people on stage playing, so it's probably a bit blurry. We announced it on stage on Sunday, but other than that, you're the first radio station
exclusive.
To hear it. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, Aaron, we play a little game on this show.
Cool.
It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Island Dicks.
And the premise of Desert Island Dicks is that I am not a nice person, and I make you go and live on a desert island. And on that desert island, you are allowed to listen to one song.
Okay.
And that one song has to be your most hated song in all the world. So don't worry, you don't have to pick a song that you actually hate.
Okay.
You can also pick a song that you've heard so many times that you want to rip your ears off every time you hear it.
Okay.
So it could be a song you used to love but you hate now, or it could just be a song that you straight up think is the shittest thing you've ever heard.
Okay, I think I've definitely got one of those.
Okay.
That's absolutely fine.
Aaron from Club Drive, what is your Desert Island Dick?
My Desert Island Dick is, it would be the reincarnation, if you can call it that, of Ice Ice Baby by Jedward.
Oh, that is
disgusting.
A very good choice.
Disgusting.
I didn't even know that existed.
And it shouldn't. And that's the problem. It actually does, and it really shouldn't.
For me, I love that you almost have been waiting for this moment to play this game that you never knew existed.
Since that was released, I've been building up to this moment. So far, I've got it off my chest.
I'm so glad, Aaron. I'm so glad. Before we go, tell us a bit about what's coming up this year for Club Drive.
We've got some exciting stuff coming up. Again, we're such a cagey band. We can't tell you any info, but we're going to be announcing some main stage slots at major UK festivals, plural as well.
Mysterious, so, and vague.
Very, very vague. We are Vague Drive, but it's going to be so good. So we've got loads of main stage slots coming up, which is brilliant. We're going to be announcing some gigs at Oxford Academy, Sheffield Academy, all sorts of different places.
Lovely.
And some big, big support tours at the end of the year. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting. But at the moment, very vague.
Mm. Yeah, but you can come back in. Maybe you can all come back in.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
When everyone's free and do some singing for us.
They can be here as well. I genuinely get it.
Well, guys, we miss you and we want you to come in and see us soon. And you can come do maybe some live singing.
Yeah. Yeah,
live singing and dancing and playing music.
Let's do it. And we'll bring cake.
Please.
Oh, done.
Also, at the end of the show, we play what's called, we call the last request. And it has to be a banger. Something that like really smashes it, ends the show. What would your pick be? Because we've got a lot of people already tweeting in ideas. So we need one from you, Aaron.
Okay. It's got to either be...
Yeah, you can do two. That's good.
Can they be old ones?
Yeah. This is like all-time banger that makes people leave this, because this is a drive time show. 6 o'clock we've finished. You want to be leaving thinking I'm about to go and smash the
weekend.
Okay,
it's got to be Dance With Somebody by Whitney.
Oh, yes.
Big chain. Big chain.
I just want to stop there because that is amazing.
Should we just leave it at that? I think
No, give us your other one. Give us your other one just in case.
Oh, now I'm under pressure. I think literally anything by Phil Collins, to be honest. All bangers.
Do.
It's got to be in it.
Yeah, okay. That actually just sounded like the...
I'm pretty sure that was EastEnders. Was that not? Yeah, okay. Was that the end?
I was just going off on a complete EastEnders tangent there for no reason. Okay, Wiki. Well, thank you so much. Please, can you introduce your brand new single?
Absolutely. This is Club Drive on FUBAR Radio with Dangerous.
Presents Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
With us, we have Joel Morris.
Mm. Hello.
And Jason Hazley.
Good evening.
Well, everything comedy happens in pubs. It still does. It did in the 60s, and it does now. If you go drinking and you're not a bell end, people give you work. Especially if you're a writer, people go, who can I get to work on the show?
That's where I've gone wrong.
Be in the pub all the time. And it's great.
I stopped drinking and became a bell end.
Yeah, you can.
Oh,
you,
no, no.
And two crucial mistakes.
But I am a bell end.
Every Friday, Screen Talk with Dan Clark. From 12 p.m. on FUBAR Radio. World record.
Chuck you in and wash your sway. Waiting for that picture change. See how much your life can bring. You're checking the phone now. You're taking the blame. It's taking you nowhere, getting you low and crushing your face.
There, love that, and thank you so much to Aaron from Club Drive for coming in. By the way, that one's called My Blood featuring ZHU. Thanks to Aaron, who did a very good Desert Island Dick before he left. Jedward was his choice, singing, what were they singing?
Ice Ice Baby.
Ice Ice Baby. Now we're going to play some more Desert Island Dicks.
Yes, we are.
Desert Island Dicks.
So first up comes from Benedict Jones on Twitter, at BenedictJones94. His Desert Island Dick is Five Sauce. She looks so perfect.
Not
It's not the worst.
Very. They are actually plugging American Apparel quite heavily there, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think that's quite a good shout. It's quite annoying, that song.
It would be quite annoying. Do you find what do you think about American Apparel? Is that annoying?
What do I find American Apparel annoying?
Yeah, are they the shop that only employs like very good looking
people?
Yeah.
I definitely applied for a job there and they did not employ me. So I'm assuming it's to do with the fact that I was too good looking.
That's the problem. That was it. They can't have you there. Too,
I think
too
that
attractive.
Probably was what it was.
Yeah.
Let's move on swiftly because before I cry in the studio about not being hired at American Apparel. Jodie has sent one in. Hi! Exclamation mark. This week, my Desert Island Dick is Eeny Meeny by Sean Kingston and Justin Bieber. Yeah, that's fucking annoying.
That's already annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm annoyed. Nine, but I still want to sing along to it.
Yeah, one time.
Yeah, no, turn it off now.
And then, like, one time and the second time you hear it, you'll go, no, thank you.
No, play it again.
Really?
Yeah, go on, play it again. No, quickly turn it off, the next one comes from Alice, our Desert Island Dicks. Hey girls, love the show. My Desert Island Dick, thanks Alice, by the way. That means a lot. Appeals to my heart when at least two people are listening to the show.
Three.
Love this show. My Desert Island Dick is Nicki Minaj, Anaconda.
Oh my God.
Becky, look at her butt. I love this song. But only because I know all the words to the original. Oh my God. Look at her butt.
It's not annoying, Sophie.
Alice,
annoying
I completely
you.
Respect your decision, but I don't agree with it because I am into... I've actually got much back, as is described in the song, so I really relate to it because I've actually got a huge ass.
So that would be okay for like repeated plays?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be okay with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because I've got a big ass, so I relate to the song. I'm thinking, yeah, I have got a...
Fine.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Yeah, and she's got lovely buns, as Nicki Minaj, doesn't she?
Yeah. What, are you saying I don't have nice
no,
buns?
No, I'm saying you equally have lovely buns.
Don't look at my bum when you say that.
I know, you just flicked your eyes down
to my bum. Thank you very much for that, Alice. I would say the winner this week... I think it has to be Benedict Jones on Twitter. Five sauce, she looks so perfect.
Yeah, that is a winner.
Because it's annoying, actually.
It is quite annoying.
Although, on par, the Justin Bieber one is quite annoying as well. Mm-hmm. But in general, Justin Bieber is quite great. And also, I think the Five Sauce boys are quite cute. Like, lovely.
They seem quite nice boys, don't they?
When I say cute, I don't mean like cute, I fancy you. I mean like cute as in sweet.
Nice boys.
Nat always thinks I fancy people when I say cute.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, are they fit? And I'm like, no, just cute.
Oh,
cute's a different word.
It's like, it's summer now, so everybody seems more
attractive. Oh my God, you're so cute.
Everyone seems more attractive.
So, in the news this week, we've had loads of news reports about things that are newsy. Most of them are absolutely irrelevant to life and won't change anything that you think at all, but we're going to read them to you anyway. This is quite exciting. Justin Timberlake teases the imminent arrival of brand new music, Can't Stop the Feeling. So his brand new track will be out on Friday, aka tomorrow, everybody. And he's took to Twitter to announce it 2 more days, Justin wrote on Twitter on Wednesday, sparking an immediate frenzy, as this paper wrote. One wrote, can we just get the title of the song, Justin Timberlake, please, Pretty Peas. Imagine if the singer just wrote back and was like, yeah, okay, here it is.
Just that's how he announced it.
So we'll be playing that next week, unless it's horrible, which I can't imagine.
I actually went
to see Justin Timberlake. My eldest brother, Griffin, who is probably listening because he's like one of my only biggest fans, he took me to see Justin Timberlake when I was about 15.
That's nice.
I was just old enough that I didn't get too sleepy by the end of the gig, so he didn't take me home. You know, when you were really young and you'd only be able to watch like a third of the gig and then you'd have to go to bed.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually bought a pack of badges that I still got now.
Oh.
It was the Justified tour and it was at London. It was at London, but I'm not from London, so
no.
It was quite exciting to go to London and see Justin Timberlake.
And have you still got what have you done with the badges now?
I just pierced them into my skin so that they last forever. And they've just melded as part of my skin now.
Tricky,
so I just look like I've got like Justin Timberlake nipples.
But tricky when you go through airports, probably with the metal. But maybe that's nice.
No, Nat, because a lot of people respect me. They go,
that's true.
In fact, I want them to stop me going through the airport because I want them to pull down my top and see that I've got Justin Timberlake's face on my nipples.
I'm sure as soon as they see it, they go, don't worry, come through, it's fine.
They do. I can tell you now that they do.
Yeah,
I can tell you now that they do.
That's good.
So that's big news. I like that. Also, Janet Jackson recently cancelled her tour and no one really knew why and everyone was a bit worried that she was sick. She's having a baby!
Oh, go, Janet.
Her first baby. Ever.
That's really nice.
Good for her.
Yeah, excellent work, Janet.
You
excellent
go, girl.
Work.
I'm not having a baby, just to keep relevant. I'm not having a baby.
Are you sure? Do we need to? Do you want to do a pregnancy test?
No, I'm 100% sure.
Okay,
of that.
Fine, right. Just be some drama.
Another new thing is happening next on the show. Radiohead dropped out of nowhere after deleting themselves off all social media. They've released their brand new single, "Burn the Witch," which I want you to all tweet in and tell me what you think, because I've been a long time fan of Radiohead. When I was a kid, I used to listen to them a lot. Really loved them. Been to see them many, many times. Want to know what you guys think. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. What do you think of Radiohead's brand new Burn the Witch? Here it is now, live on FUBAR Radio. You're listening to Harriet Rose. Here we go.
I could tell.
middle DJ Snake Stakes. Sorry. Middle DJ Snake featuring Bipolar Sunshine.
Like it.
Love it. He's moved to LA now.
Oh, that's nice.
Adio. This is his real name.
That's nice for him. Adios.
Adios, Adeo. Yeah. And he's having a lovely time featuring a lot of songs. Yeah, but that's a good tune, that was.
It's very sunny.
I like DJ Snake as well. He seems to be creating a few bangers.
He does.
So, for those of you who've been hiding under a rock, it's polling day today in London and in some other places, but not all the places.
No.
But all I care about is London. so, it's a bit of an interesting topic because It's funny because with things like this, I feel like if you tweet that you voted, that's all you really need to do.
Yeah.
Because it just seems like everyone on Twitter is like, yeah, I voted, by the way. And it's like, did you, though?
Yeah, I know. You don't.
And now people are taking photos of the polling stations and of themselves at polling stations to prove that they've voted.
Did you go and vote?
I haven't voted yet, but it's open till 10 p.m. because I've got to go to the gym after the show and then I'm going to go. So I'm going to run from the gym to the polling station.
Yeah.
But there's this hashtag that started today, which I'm really happy about. If you go on Twitter, and it's hashtag dogs at polling stations, and if you click on it, it's just various different dogs that are at polling stations, and I'm really happy with it.
Yeah, I like
that. That's the best thing to come out of the polling station day of voting in London.
Just dogs roaming around polling stations. It's a shame they can't vote as well, really.
Dogs voting.
That would be great.
Well, yeah, it would probably be more beneficial than us.
It probably would, actually. All right, yeah.
So we're going to play another song, and we're going to have Jake Isaac in the studio. He's literally just walked in. We're very excited to have him in. He's going to be doing a little bit of singing as well. Who should we play next now?
Yes. I bet you're mine.
Work From Home featuring Ty Dolla Sign.
I worry about nothing. I'm sitting pretty impatient, but I know you gotta put in them hours. I'ma make it harder. I'm sending pick after picture, I'ma get you fired. I know you're always on that night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby, but you gotta put in work. You don't gotta go to work. And my body do the work. We can work from home. We can work from home. Let's put it in a motion. I'ma give you a promotion. I'll make it feel like a vacate, turn the bed into an ocean. We don't need nobody, I just need your body. Nothing but sheets in between us, ain't no getting off early. I know you're always on that night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby,
no hands for me. Take it to the ground, pick it up for me. Look back at it all, I'm for me. Put in work like my time, she ride it like a 63. I'ma buy a new Celine. Let her ride in the forest with me. Ooh, she the babe, I'm her boo. And she down to break the rules. Ride it down, she gon' go. I'm gon' choose, she finesse. I fight bull, she take that. Putting overtime on your body.
You ain't gotta go to work, no. Work, but you gotta be alive. Yeah, we can work from home. Oh, oh. We
Radio presents
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
Boris Johnson is set today to unveil plans to push through the rollout of Boris boards. How is this going to impact the Santander Boris bike? We're actually joined by a Boris bike, Christopher Thomas. What's going to the response be? Are you going to kind of work with them, or is it just going to be friction, or what's going to happen?
I'm not letting it get to me, you know. I'm just going to spend the weekend doing loads of gear.
Oh, I see what you did there. You are a clever Boris bike, Christopher Thomas.
I am.
Every Friday.
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Permission, made my decision to test my limits. Cause it's my business, God is my witness. Stop what I finished. Don't need no holder, taking control of this kind of moment. I'm locked and loaded, completely focused. My mind is open. All that you got's gonna like introducing us to a new thing. I wanna save it for later. The taste of flavor, cause I'm a taker, cause I'm a giver. It's only nature, I live for danger. All that you got, skin to skin, oh my God, don't you stop, oh. Something about
Already with Harriet Rose, and that was Ariana Grande, Dangerous Woman. Very pleased to have Jake Isaac in the Hello. Studio right now with us. How are you doing, Jake?
Well, thank you very much.
Other than the fact that you've hurt your leg, haven't you?
Yeah.
He came in on crutches. I was terrified for the poor boy that he was going to fall in on the way. But you've managed to balance yourself on
absolutely.
A stool.
Absolutely.
With your guitar.
Yeah, you guys have got insurance here, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, we're cool.
No. So you're going to do a little sing-song for us?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yay.
I'm going to sing a song called Long Road, which I previously released, and so I've been told, actually, the powers that be want this on the next album. So
it's got to be good, then.
No pressure.
I can't wait.
People say I'll never find just what I'm looking for. Everything they have on me, but I still look for more. I know this feeling too well. I was never meant to live and hide. I lived that truth before. They told me I was wrong to fight or live like I was more. Don't get me mad, cause I'm walking this long road, this long, long road. This long, long road. Don't get me mad, cause I'm walking this. Should have known that I would go when they said I would stay. I'm not working all these days and nights, earning an hour's pay. I'll take a chance on my own. I'll be walking down this road for life at my own pace. And I don't need them telling me their lies like everything's embrace. Don't get me mad, cause I'm walking this long road, this long, long road. Cause I'm walking this, can't stand this turning in my head. When my heart says it's wrong, can't stand those days when I feel dead to it all. Can't stand this turning in my head. When my heart says it's wrong, can't stand those days when I feel dead to it all.
Goose pimples over here or what? Swooning or what?
I'll pay you later, love.
Yeah, you've already paid me, don't lie. Wow, Jake Isaac, jeez, that man. Was incredible. So you've already released that. I've actually heard that before.
Sure.
And it is, you're right, very much good enough to go on the brand new album. It was beautiful. Thank you so, so much for coming in the studio and singing that for us.
Cheers, love.
Is it intimidating to do that kind of thing? Because I was just sat here like going, like fangirling, filming you, and you were just like totally chill, just like singing your heart out.
Oh, mate. No, I think I'm, I don't mean to sound funny, but like, you know, you kind of get used to it, like, all right, work time, put your head down and just focus.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's cool, but it's actually a real pleasure and a privilege.
You've just got a stunning, stunning, earthy, like resonant voice. I'm just going to fall. I'm just going to leave. That was amazing. I'm a little bit dumbstruck. So let's chat a bit. Are you all right? Because you
absolutely.
You sure? Because I'd be like falling on the floor, knackered, barely able to breathe after doing.
I've got my asthma pump down.
Yeah, you're fine. You've got your walking sticks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your asthma pump.
Sorted, love.
Ready to go.
Totally.
So you've got your brand new EP,
yeah.
Which is the follow up to War Child, which is your EP from last year, and then Where We Belong is the new one that's out now.
Yes, it is.
We're going to play one of the tracks from the EP a little bit later. But before we do, tell us a bit about Where We Belong. How has it changed, or is it similar to War Child? Have you kind of changed as an artist? How do you feel about this EP?
Honestly, I feel like a bit like an amateur who somehow, like, everyone, like, it's just, I don't know, I feel like an amateur who people are going to find out soon that I'm an amateur, and it's just all going to go
tits up. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, no offence. I just sat here while you performed live. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't know. But it's...
Sorry to break it to you. You're pretty good.
Oh, cheers, love.
I don't get goose pimples for no reason. Well, sometimes I do, but okay. That's a different thing.
I think with this new EP, well, it's latest EP, but I feel like it's just been a growth thing, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's like my fourth EP now, but in the past year or so, it's been like two in a row. And I think I'd like to think it's just been growth and pushing the sound and making it a bit bigger and really trying to replicate the vibe that I experienced on stage on a record, you know? And it's also set a massive standard and bar, high bar for the album which I'm working on at the moment.
Which we're very excited about.
Oh, mate.
I don't know why I said that in such a seductive voice.
No, I'm excited about it. I'm nervous about it, but I'm excited at the same time. I started writing for it, and I'm kind of just trying to write songs for festivals.
And has the process been different writing the album to doing the EPs? Because I guess with the EPs, it's like a little bit not easier, but like when you do it, it's like, oh, it's done, and it's only three, four songs.
Yeah.
But this is not. This is like 10, 11 songs. So, how did it differ for you?
Yeah, I think okay. So the EPs, you're absolutely right. Like it's there's not so much pressure to show off everything you can do.
Yeah.
You just do a couple of tunes and you can maybe do like 10 tunes and then pick out of them the four strongest and you're nice. With an album, it's like, especially like where it's your 40, first album.
40,000 songs.
Mate, I'm telling you. Like, so I've actually written like two albums worth of songs already and scrapped all of them minus three songs. Just because, number one, I wanted to write songs where I could play them in a room and they feel exciting to me.
Yeah.
Not just produced and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I really want to make the album car music. I want to make an album which, you know, my mum can put on in her car and go, oh, son, you know, you did a good job. You know what
Babe,
I mean?
Babe, she's going to buy your CD, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I know she
will. But I know what you mean. It's making music for everyone as well as yourself.
We're trying to, yeah.
Well, you're smashing it.
Oh, mate, you're very kind.
So what can we know the name of the album, or is it a secret? Oh, now he's panicking because he doesn't know if he can tell me or not. He's like,
I'm toying with some ideas.
Okay. Harriet, just putting it out there. You could pop that in any of the titles if you want it.
Yeah.
It's yours for the taking.
Yeah, I was going to call it something like, you know, Juice in the Hood, Crystal Palace featuring Harriet.
Yes!
Boom!
Sold! Exclusive on FUBAR Radio. Oh, I'm so pleased because I was thinking, oh, maybe he's not going to name the album after me. Maybe he is, I can't tell.
I know, babe.
We hit it off as soon as we met.
Obviously.
I was playing with your crutches. not like that.
Perfect.
No, but seriously, if you don't call it that, what might you call it? But you have to call it that, by the way, just saying.
I know. I will. It'll be in, like, small print. No. I was thinking of calling it Our Lives.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
And what does that mean to you?
Just everyone's got experiences of love, life, hope, death, and all those different things in between.
Yeah.
And I wanted to write songs which other people could own.
Like, yeah.
I don't want to write songs which I own. I want to write songs which I share and other people own. And so I thought I'd write a song about other people. Yeah.
That's what music is, sharing it. Because, like, when I hear Our Lives, I think, you know, about what my appreciation of that means.
Totally.
And I guess with your... I do find that with your music as well. Because with Home, the video especially is, like, it's quite gritty and quite, sad, really.
Sure.
And so you get that interpretation. And the track itself is, like, really soulful.
Sure.
And you can kind of interpret it in a few different ways. But where did it come from within you?
Just the idea of... when you say the word home to everyone, I've been looking at this whole idea. I don't know how I got into it. Actually, I was on a flight back from Dubai and I heard this podcast, and it was talking about mind mapping.
So
if I say, oh, I was angry yesterday, people go, oh, what do you mean angry? What level of anger are you talking about? Angry, like throw everything out of the room. But if I said the word apple, you immediately see green, like fruit, fresh.
Yeah.
So I thought about, okay, when I say the word home, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's got their idea of home. It might not be like a nice penthouse flat in the middle of London. It might be an estate in Islington or Brixton, and mum's cooking by the time you get home from school. And I wanted to try and build that picture of home. That's what where that came from, really.
Just kind of link with all your fans and stuff. And
try to.
So you've done some pretty cool touring. You've toured with Paloma Faith, Lucy Rose, Ella Eyre. You've done Glastonbury. You've done Reading and Leeds. What's the best thing about touring for you?
The best thing about touring is the crowd response.
Yeah.
I think, like, you know what songs are bangers and you know what songs suck. And when you play them in front of crowds, especially like Reading and Leeds, no one knew. I was like the only unsigned act on that stage.
Wow, that's incredible,
festival.
Though.
I know, right?
It's because you're really good.
No, dude, it's because someone got paid. No, checking. But like when we went up there, literally, like we played and people, like the tent was like maybe like 800 people at start. And that's before we went out.
Yeah.
And then, like, by the end of it, there's, like, a couple of thousand people crammed out of the tent. And
I'm getting goosebumps again, for God's sake, Jake. Leave me alone.
I'm sorry, babe. But, like, I think in those moments, you kind of go, all right, I need to write more songs which draw people in.
Yeah.
And you learn from it. And those are the best experiences where I can learn from as an artist. And then I found out later on that evening, my agent phoned me and said, oh, you had more people in your tent than the headline act to that stage that night.
Wow.
Yeah, mate, tell me about it, right?
Smashing it.
Mate,
and you still think that you're an artist that's going to get found out for being shit? I think not, mate. I think you're pretty fucking amazing. No, that's really exciting, and I think with touring, it must be that. I don't know how you do it. It's like making me panic just thinking about it, because they're all just staring at you, like waiting for you to sing songs, and you just have to sing them. And
so
then
what
they
are you going to do when you feature on the tracks? Like, babe, you're going to have to come
on
stage.
No, that's a different vibe.
Listen,
I'll just come
I
in.
I need my hype girl. I need you on there.
Oh no, that's a completely different story, mate. I will be everything you need me to be. I will come on with crutches on.
You'll be my own personal Skepta.
Yeah.
Come on, babe.
Are you kidding? I was born to be Skepta.
Go, girl.
Konnichiwa, coming out, living it.
Yeah, yeah, featuring Hazza. Go on, girl.
Let's go. How did you know my nickname, Hazza?
Sorry.
Jake and I have been buzzed for bare long. Listen, stop having fun. We're
sorry,
trying to be
sorry,
serious
sorry,
here.
I'm
excuse
so
me.
So sorry.
No, so when you tour, right, you tour with, obviously, as I said, you tour with Paloma Faith, big artist, Lucy Rose, lovely girl. Actually went to school with Lucy.
Oh.
What a babe.
Yeah, total.
Do you have, like, a rider?
A rider?
Yeah, because we always ask people what their rider is, because usually riders, you know, like if you're Mariah Carey, you've got some sort of, one colour of jelly bean.
Yeah.
But we think it's very telling what's on your rider, because, you know, is it Philadelphia?
Yeah,
yeah. Is it, you know...
Yeah. Okay, so on my rider...
Yep.
I have dried mango pieces.
Yeah, getting the vibe.
Yeah. I also have...
Dried mango pieces.
Strictly dried mango pieces.
Yeah, I'd be into that.
I also have a bottle of DiSerrano.
Yeah, sweet tooth.
A little turn up. Yeah, I know, babe.
Oh, just get a bit of ice in that. Just clink it around.
And then also I have cashew nuts.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Winning, yes. I just got the approval.
He honestly eats, that's Will, producer Will in the other room, eats more cashew nuts than anyone in the world. Except for maybe you, babe, because...
You cannot go wrong.
No, it's a lovely snack.
With cashew nuts.
But I'm impressed by the DiSerrano, I must say, because that's one of my favourite spirits. I feel like we're probably meant to be together, Jake.
Babe,
just
I keep
saying.
Telling you.
Hashtag just saying. Let's try and make a trending hashtag just saying.
Come on.
Jake for Haz. So what's up next this summer? You've done loads of festivals last year. You're back in the festival circuit this year. You're going to be gigging loads.
Yeah, I think, well, we did like about 40 festivals last summer.
Yeah.
UK and Europe, which is insane.
All right.
So
quite a few.
Yeah, just a handful. But this summer, I feel like it's been like two and a half years. I've just signed a record deal.
Congratulations.
About 2 months ago, which is
amazing.
Nuts. And so I feel like I need to kind of keep a bit of a quiet head and just focus on creating an album. So we're just doing a handful of festivals this summer. We're doing Innocent Festival, Innocent, the company.
They've
got an amazing festival, which...
Will will be at that. He loves a good Innocent smoothie.
Oh, yes. Healthy boy. Cashew nuts and Innocent. Yes. I'm doing a headline slot with Lucy Rose, actually.
Amazing.
Curious Festival, which you're at.
Yes, I'm coming
winning,
to that.
Winning.
We're going to be partying.
Absolutely.
With our crutches.
Well, you're going to be DJing. I'm going to be partying.
Yeah. Vibing.
There's just a handful, maybe about 10 festivals this summer, and some in Europe as well.
And when do we think we're going to have the album?
I've been told I've got to have it ready and finished by November the 1st. So I think the first single probably about September.
I can't tell you how excited I am for it. We absolutely love your music here, and we're going to be playing it. So keep sending all of your, keep putting it out so we can keep playing it. Yes, please. Yeah. On this show, we play a game.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't told about this, you know that, right?
No. You're not meant to be told. It's a really fun game, so don't worry. So the game is, you know, Desert Island Discs. Have you heard of that, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's where you pick six songs that you really love that you want to be stuck on a desert island with. So I'm a dick, and I don't give you six nice songs that you're going to be stuck on a desert island with. Right. I'm going to stick you on a desert island with one fucking hideous song that you hate more than anything in the world. And that is called...
Desert Island Dicks.
So it's a desert island dick. And we want you to pick your desert island dick. Jake Isaac.
Excuse me.
It can be a song that you maybe once loved,
yeah,
but now you fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Or it can be just a song you hate with all your heart.
Okay. Okay, do I have to tell you this now?
Mm-hmm.
Six of them or just one?
No, just one.
Okay,
I'm not
great.
That mean.
Thank you.
I am quite mean, though.
Okay. A song I hate.
Yeah.
Is has to be Mr. Blobby.
Oh my gosh, I'd completely forgotten that even existed.
Right.
Yeah, and
it's
now you brought
thing.
It back into my life. Yeah. And he's also terrifying, Mr.
Yeah.
Blobby.
Dude, listen, that's supposed to be a children's character, like a person who we're supposed to love.
And I was a kid when I used to watch, what was the show? It was Noel
was
Edmonds.
It like a, yeah, it was a
Noel
Edmonds.
House Party.
House Party.
Right, there we go.
And it was, he was horrible, horrible giant
Mate,
pink thing.
You go to sleep seeing pink polka dots.
Yeah.
That's
with the
life.
Goggly, big,
yeah.
huge eyes that were
totally.
Out of proportion.
Totally.
Well, I'm glad you, that's a, Jake Isaac, that is a very good Desert Island Dick. In fact, I'm totally in agreement. That's a horrible, horrible song and a horrible, horrible thing.
I wonder
where the Mr. Blobby costume is. Maybe I'll bring it back at that festival and just run at you wearing it.
I will pay you.
No, you won't. You'll just cheat yourself.
I'll run the other mark. Run the other way.
No, I hope you're not on your crutches then because you will have to run fast.
No.
Okay, perfect. And before you go, one more track you have to choose is our last request of the day. We ask everyone, we've got people tweeting and suggesting their last request. And it's basically got to be a banger that you feel will get people in the mood for the weekend. It's, you know, it's a Thursday afternoon. We're ending at 6 o'clock. Everyone's finishing work. We want to be like, So what's it going to be?
It's going to be Wearing My Rolex by Lethal Bizzle.
Oh, my God. And here he is smashing it once again. Jake Isaac, Lethal
Bizzle. Was that good?
Yeah.
Yes!
In fact, I can pretty much say we're probably definitely going to play that song at the end
weekend
of the show.
Weekend vibes.
And we've already had like five or six suggestions and you've just smashed them out of the park.
Come on.
Of course we're going to end with Lethal Bizzle. Thank you so much for coming to see us.
Thanks
we
for having me.
Love you. Come back again and sing more songs because I'm just going to keep falling off my chair at how great a singer you are. We're going to finish off with your single. I've told you what it is so you can introduce it from your EP.
Hello, my name is Jake Isaac, and this is my song Home from my Where We Belong EP. Hope you like it.
Give Woo!
Me just a moment, calling, hear me calling. Can't take this, I'm broken. Get me out of here. Words of broken silence, calling, hear them calling. Oh, to breathe and come alive. Please get me out of here. Run for miles, lost myself, nearly lost my life. Been through hell, but I'm home. Caught in fire, watch me burn. Gonna live my life, mark these words, cause I'm home. Here's where I'm stronger, cause home's where this heart belongs. Protect you, though I'm falling. Pleasures, did you notice? I'm leaving you alone. Days I'll count to let go of these dark nights, pain they caused. I let go. Time to breathe again. Run for miles, lost myself, nearly lost my life. Been through hell, but I'm home. Caught in fire, watch me burn. Gonna live my life, mark these words, cause I'm home. Here's where I'm stronger, cause home's where this heart belongs.
nearly lost my life, been through hell, but I'm whole. Caught in fire, watch me burn. Gonna live my life, mark these words, cause I'm whole. Here's where I'm stronger, cause home's where this heart. I've been far, but I know this is where I belong. Cause home's where this heart.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Swimming.
thank Isaac for coming in and doing a little bit of singing and playing some music and talking to us about his brand new album that's coming up later in the year. Very, very exciting. Also a lovely, lovely boy. Now, that was a track by Anna Straker, Late Night Swimming. She's done backing for years and years on Rudimental, and she wrote, produced that record. I think she's going to be massive this year. So keep an eye out for Anna Straker. Go follow her, find her. She's wicked. So I got really excited. This is a moment that we've all been waiting for. I'm gonna text Drake.
Good, about time.
I know, right? So basically, there's a guy in America who's created an app. It's called Botline Bling. And all you have to do is text Botline to, if you're in England, 001-630-755-6641. Kick it off with Botline. And then you literally can just say, like, hi, Drake. So I'll show you my first text. You can either say hi, mm-hmm. ask him advice, ask him to date you.
Yeah, definitely do that.
Or, you know, there's various things you can do. Yeah. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to date Drake for a bit. Are you struggling there, Will?
Yeah. Do you want to kiss him first? Does he do a request for kissing?
I don't know. Shall we? Okay. What do you... Nat, give me the first thing you want me to say to him.
Would you do tongue kissing with me?
Okay. Would you do tongue kissing with me?
I've already got a second question.
Drizzy. Oh, changing it to frizzy.
No, I don't think he'll like that.
Drizzy. Oh, I'm supposed to... Oh, I think I've done that wrong. I'm just going to type this as well. Woo him. I'm just going to woo him.
Just put woo.
See what happens.
Woo. Kind of...
Oh, my God.
What's he said?
I will kiss you upon your neck, arms and forehead.
Yes.
I will refrain from kissing your lips so that your passion for me will grow to the highest level. Let me guess. Sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on? Question mark. Yes, Drake.
That's the answer I wanted.
Yes, Drake, that's true. That is correct. What else do you want me to ask him?
Could he lend me his woolly jumper? I like that one that he wears.
Could
that.
We borrow your woolly jumper?
I think we both suit them.
Question mark. Oh, he's replied to my yes, Drake, that's correct. He said, okay, so what's now, boo? Maybe type bling to start over, or if you're hungry, text I'm hungry, baby. I'm just going to text about the jumper first.
Yeah, I think before we commit to that one.
Yeah. But I am hungry. Just completely separately, I'm quite hungry. Okay, I'm also going to just text, I'm hungry. Oh, damn, what else you want to say? I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, like, what can you cook for us?
Oh, meet you at Tim Hortons or maybe Cheesecake Factory. I'm feeling cheesecake. Text back cheesecake.
Cheesecake is good. It's quite nice cheesecake.
But I'm going to change it, right? So we're now going to get annoyed at him.
Okay.
So I'm going to text him and say I'm mad.
It doesn't really fill you up cheesecake either. It's if you're hungry, you know who's hungry
also,
for cheesecake?
Also, I don't like cheesecake now.
Oh, okay, well, fine. Then we'll just fuck the cheesecake then.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like fucking
cheesecake.
Do you know me at all? On some DMX shit. I got DM my exes. Whoops, sorry. What? Let's click the link. It's probably going to be a virus, isn't it?
What's going on? Has he been drinking? What's happened? What's going on now?
Oh, he's not happy now. Oh, he's not happy. He's been texting his exes. That's what he's been doing.
Well, focus.
Shall I ask his advice?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Let's. What advice would you want to hear, Nat?
What's the best way to go out with Drake? I think you should ask him that that's the best way.
Okay.
So how can we go out with him?
Okay, what about how can we meet you?
Yeah, how can we meet Drake? We'll buy him a drink.
Okay, we're just working out if we can meet Drake.
What cocktails does he like?
We're just texting him live on Football Radio, the Harriet Rose Show. He hasn't replied to my question of can we meet. Oh, I got bitches asking me about the code for the Wi-Fi. Please ask something else.
Has he been? I mean, really? Has he been on the Campari or something? I don't know. That's not what we ask. Ask him like what cocktail does he like?
He's avoiding answering the question.
Ask him what he's been drinking. Ask him, say, Drake, what have you been drinking? Because clearly something's going on here.
Oh, to belittle is to be little. Think about it.
No, this is all kind of 11 o'clock conversations in the pub when you're hammered. This is not what we want from Drake now.
Okay, I'm going to ask him one final question.
Make it good.
Okay, I've got it. Will you be my boyfriend?
Good, yeah.
Let's just
see
straight
to the point. If he... Make this a good answer, Drake.
This is going to be make or break for me. If this goes bad, then me and Drake, it's over. I think we just get closer when we're not together. What do you think?
No, I think that's a no. I think that's a no.
No.
You're having too much champagne there, Pappy. Come on, rein it in.
I'm going to just leave it there.
Yeah, I don't. So he like you thinks you can be closer.
Fuck you, Drake.
By not being together.
I still love you.
Okay, fine.
Let's play a bit of Alicia Carr. Oh, no, we can play. Oh, this is this week's track of the week we're going to play next. This is Calvin Harris and Rihanna. I wanted to choose this as my track of the week as it's a banger and also very excited to have Rihanna back in our lives. This is what you came for.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves. And everybody's watching her, but she's looking at
female is performing a sexual act on me and it's taking too long.
Yeah, when you're doing an oral or handy, you don't want to be doing it for too long.
20-minute blowjob, I'd get a bit bored.
Yeah, if it's 20 minutes, you should have like an interval or something.
Ice
cream, just
ice cream. Little ice creams with a little flat spoon.
You have a manager come in going, okay, guys, good first half.
You're not doing enough with the balls, babe.
She's going, okay, I've got this.
Pump to pump.
Go. Back of the net.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Your
inside and flow off into your own world, where no one else can be and no one else can see. None of your dreams shut down by reality, but that ain't gonna solve the fears that you hold. I hate to be the prick to burst your fucking bubble, but I thought that you should know that even if you go, shadows have the tendency to follow.
His brand new single, the Winter James remix, that was. Thanks to Scott Greengrass for tweeting in and asking if he could have a shout out from Drake. Mate, Drake and I aren't speaking anymore because I asked him when we could meet and he told me that it would be better that we stayed separate. So basically, I feel a bit upset with him. But maybe when I get back, you know, obviously these relationships are testy and, you know, we'll probably become close again like
I think
we once were.
Well, he's kind of saying, like, the distance will keep it sexier. Maybe he wants to do some, like, sexy texts, sexy phone stuff, and then bring you back closer together where you belong.
So, in answer to your question, Mr. Greengrass, I'm afraid I'm not speaking to him right now, but I will text him another time, potentially, and ask him to shout you out.
Yeah.
But he didn't even shout me out, if it makes you feel any better. So, it's nearly the end of the show now, and we've got our last request coming up at the end of the show. Now, we have decided to go with Jake Isaac's suggestion, which is Wearing My Rolex, obviously by the incredible
Wiley.
I don't know why I was trying to say wireless in my head. I was like, wireless? No. Obviously by the incredible Wiley.
Yes.
And we're going to be playing that out of the show. But we have really enjoyed your tweets and texts, so thank you very much. And also keep them coming for next week because we like them.
And we like to hear a banger.
Yes, we do. And I feel like, although Aaron did give us a good one, his one
Whitney Houston's Whitney Houston. I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Oh, it is really, really tough.
That is actually a really good one as well.
Kelly Murray has just tweeted in Fifth Harmony Work From Home. Kelly Murray, if you'd been listening, we've already played it.
Yeah.
That girl just won't cease, will she?
No.
So up after us, it's Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang on Access All Areas. They're coming up in exactly 9 minutes. I feel a bit upset now, if I'm honest, because of this altercation I've had with Drake. I feel a bit
I know, it's made you...
I feel like I'm a bit lost.
Well, that's exactly what happens when Drake treats you like that.
Do you know what I mean?
You've been draked.
Also, the problem with the bot line, which I've just experienced, is I've probably just spent about £50 tweeting, texting a fake version of Drake. but I think it was worth every penny, to be honest with you.
I think so. And also, I think when Drake comes in here, which he will, we'll just give him a bill, will we, for that?
Imagine if Drake did actually come in here.
What would you do if Drake... Would you lose your shit?
I would literally lose my shit. I'd fall off my chair. I mean, honestly, Jake Isaac then, I was falling off my chair.
Yeah.
He is so talented. I just can't deal with being around talented people when they sing.
I know. It's difficult.
If Aaron had started singing, I could have, again, fallen off my chair. Luckily, he didn't, so I was able to remain on my chair. But Jake did do a song, and I just lost my shit.
I think when Drake comes in, I'll probably need to book an interpreter for you, because your words will be just kind of like I would do, obviously, if Gambino was in.
Yeah.
You would do that with Drake.
No, I would just sit on his lap. We wouldn't have a radio show. You just hear me heavily breathing while sitting on his lap.
And just staring into his eyes.
I just love him so much.
I know, he is.
And if you've watched the interview with him and Zane Lowe, it makes you love him even more because he's just so sexy and clever.
He is, yes. We're swooning. I like that he's Canadian. I like Canadians, I'm going to say.
And he actually makes all of his music from Canada. It's all, I think it's in Toronto, is his studio and stuff.
And I like that he loves London as well.
I also love that he used to be an actor that used to do really embarrassing acting things.
But he's not embarrassed about it.
He's
not. That's how he rolls.
That's because he's
Drake. He's over here a lot, though, isn't he?
What?
Drake? Yeah.
I think he's everywhere. Everywhere?
He's everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
No, he's a jet setter, is what you mean.
A trendsetter.
I think he probably has got his own private jet.
Oh, of course.
If you could have a private jet, would you get one?
I want to say no and be right on, but obviously I'd say yes, of course.
It's a weird one because it's so bad for the environment, but so cool.
I do like flying as well.
I love flying.
I absolutely
love flying.
Just coming out of here now and going, do you fancy going to Monaco or somewhere or France? Yeah, sure, let's go. Just go.
I'm that person on a flight that is like, when it's a long haul flight and you get free drinks, when the person comes along, I'm like, oh, I'll have a Bloody Mary, please. And then I'm like, oh, could I just get two? And then you won't have to keep coming back.
Yeah,
and then when
that.
They do come back in like 15 minutes, I have another two.
Yeah, I do that as well.
I actually had a plane ride once where my friend works for Virgin, Charlie, big up Charlie, and she sorted it so that I went and sat in first class and ate wraps and drank Prosecco and chatted to all the trolley dollies on the... It was amazing. It was one of the best experiences of my life.
How is first class? I've never been in
Lovely.
Before,
I wasn't in it. I was in the bar in it.
Oh, okay, fine.
But I was so drunk. Yeah.
A bar in first class?
Yeah, of course they do.
You
joking?
I didn't know that. I don't want...
Have you not seen that Jennifer Aniston advert?
Yeah, I just assumed that was just for her bar.
No. That's an actual thing. I got so drunk that it really ruined the first day in New York. But not. It didn't actually ruin it. I just was so drunk when I arrived that I didn't get any... I didn't like, get drunk again. I just kind of went to bed. It was worth it. It was worth every penny of Prosecco.
I feel like my life has been changed now by knowing that a plane has a bar on it.
And I literally don't know. It's obviously not all planes. If you're flying to like Malaga or Ibiza, it might have if you're Simon Cowell, it might have a bar on the plane. But it's only long haul flights. Also, it was a double decker, so it had stairs going up to the top floor.
This is amazing.
Honestly, I feel like you've lived like the most sheltered life.
I didn't know.
Where there were no pancakes or double decker planes or planes with bars on.
I've never been invited upstairs on a plane. I must have upstairs, downstairs. I'm very much downstairs, so.
Yeah, no, we're all downstairs, babe.
Yeah, we are, yeah.
Always very much. Unless it's like an accidental... I was upgraded to first class when I was 1 year old.
Oh, okay.
Because they'd overbooked the flight, and so they put my whole family onto the first class.
Right.
But that pissed off everybody else, because we were obviously... I was the youngest, but there was 3 kids in first class.
That must have thrilled them.
Well, I just instead was forced to go round and help the ladies hand out drinks. I loved
it. To work. Have you ever been upgraded, though? Because that's people say if you turn up, swish up to the airport looking all fancy.
Okay, I'll tell you the actual top tips, for getting upgraded. Number one, you cannot book in online if you want to get upgraded.
Really?
Yeah, if you've already booked in, there's no way you're getting upgraded. Number two, it is true. If you dress swish, then you're more likely to be upgraded.
Okay, lovely.
Number three, you have to be literally late for the plane.
Right.
Like, not late, but like you have to be one of the last people to log in. So it's basically you're either going into first class or you're going into the shittest seat on the plane.
Because that's risky, though.
It's
isn't
a very
it?
Big risk
very
to take.
Risky. Right, okay.
And I also think that nowadays it doesn't happen as much as it did in like my mum's day, when actually it quite regularly happened that they overbooked flights.
Yeah.
But now the planes are bigger, it's quite unlikely that you'll be upgraded.
That sucks.
Yeah, so dress nicely. And also, if you pay, like I tried this on the way back on my EasyJet flight, which I told you about when I was in Bordeaux, tried to get some free luggage because, you know, sometimes they give you the free luggage.
Do,
and the woman just didn't understand what I was saying. She didn't speak much English. So she just was like, yeah, yeah, fine. I walked off and they were like, no, you have to pay. I was like, oh,
no.
But if you like buy extra of something, so if you say, for example, you've got Economy Plus, which is like the slightly posher version of Economy, I think, then you're more likely to get upgraded to a level above that. Whereas if you're Economy, it's pretty much like never going to happen.
Well, that's why it's not going to happen for me, because I never fly anything other than this Economy.
Yeah, but why would you?
Exactly. I don't need to, because
I mean, obviously I fly everywhere first class, but, you know, that's
in
me.
In a jet.
Yeah, in my own jet.
Yeah.
Right,
you fly?
We've actually got to go now because we've just been gabbing about being ballers and flying first class. Well, it's because we are ballers.
Yeah.
Thanks to everybody for tuning in, and thanks to Jake, Isaac and Aaron from Club Drive for coming in and chatting to us. Don't forget to tweet in your Desert Island Dicks for next week. Up next, it's Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Leng on Access All Areas. Thank you for listening. We are finishing off with our last request today. This is Wiley. Where is it? It's gone.
It's there.
Oh, it's there. Wiley, where are my Rolex? Thank you for listening, guys.
In the world to a brand new girl I don't even know yet. Next thing she's wearing my Rolex.
What would we do?
Usually drink, usually dance, usually bubble. Usually drink, usually dance, usually bubble.
What would we do?
Usually drink, usually dance, usually bubble.
All I want to do is tell you I love you.
Chaps don't know where my phone is. Here's my number, she already knows it. This chapter's a lot, better close it. Just the look in her eye was so evil. Wiley's a party guy and she knows it.
What would we do?
Usually drink, usually dance, usually bubble.
All I want to do is tell you I love you.
That's when I start promising the world to a brand new girl I don't even know yet. Next thing she's wearing my Rolex.
What would we do?
Usually drink, usually dance, usually bubble. Usually drink, usually dance, usually bubble.
What would we do?
Usually drink, usually dance, usually bubble.
All I want to do is tell you I love you.
That's when I start promising the world to a brand new girl I don't even know yet. Next thing she's wearing my Rolex. Too much shams, don't know where my phone is. Here's my number, she already knows it. This chapter's a lot, better close it. Just the look in her eye was so evil. Wiley's a party guy and she knows it.
What would we do?
Usually drink, usually dance, usually bubble.
All I want to do.
In the world to a brand new girl I don't even know yet. Next thing she's wearing my Rolex.
What would we do? What would we do? All I want to do is tell you I love you.
That's when I start promising the world to a brand new girl I don't even know yet. Next thing she's wearing my Rolex. Too much shams, don't know where my phone is. Here's my number.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It's Lizzie Cundy here on FUBAR Radio, and I've got a new co-host.
Hello.
One and only, Stephen Leng.
Hello. Oh. What an intro.
Stephen, you're looking great.
Oh, thanks. I'm feeling very summery.
We're loving the beard.
Oh, thanks.
Well, look, I've got so much to talk to you about.
A lot.
Quick track, and we're going to get to it. Showbiz.
Great.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves. And everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you.
Elliot Rose on FUBAR Radio.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.